Hi, and we're back for another Hot Tea with Coco. When I tell you the internet gonna get trending and we got tea, we waiting for you to come in and speak with us and talk to us right here on this podcast show. We have so many topics to cover. Man, oh man, like this week has been like, you guys out here, celebrities, you have been doing your job, because guess what? If there was no you, there would be no me. And the first topic is the last night. Monday night, we looked at Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and Safari last week. Erica Mena had just announced to Safari that she was pregnant, and that, you know, he rode off on his dirt bike into the sunset, and he's just not happy with her being pregnant again. I think he felt that the first child was a lot, on top of being married, on top of this is not what it looks like on the inside. Looking at it on the outside with other couples, I think I can do this. But when it really hits home, he's just not the one that is just ready for another one with this young lady. Then this season, this episode, they were in his studio talking about the sex of the baby, and if it's not a boy, or if it's a girl, or if it's a girl and it's not a boy, what would you do? And then their baby is running around. And somehow the little clip showed the guitar fell on her, and her arm was in like this little hole part of where the guitar stand. So Erica goes and pull up the guitar. Safari dropped his mouth like, oh my goodness, it's filming. You know, they didn't edit none of that shit. Excuse my French, they didn't edit nothing. And Erica is picking up the guitar, and she was like, well, are you going to get her? You just sit over there laughing. And my thing, he's laughing, and I guess he looks to see if she wasn't hurt. Babies do cry when they just bump their head just a little bit, but they see your expression makes them more scared. So by you having your mouth gapped open, looking like she was in trouble, and that even made it even worse. And Erica, a lot of people was commenting on you. You grabbed the guitar, and y'all wasn't hesitant enough. It was just like she was laying there for a little second. Like, slang that guitar, get your baby, grab her, you know, and then you go and have somebody take care of her or whatever. I don't know, Safari, I don't know what y'all gonna do with this next child, because like she said, she can already see who is going to be the one that is going to be there when both of these kids are hurting. They haven't even shown his interaction, because she does have a son to a prior relationship. And I, you know what, cheers up to Bow Wow for dodging this bullet with Erica. Erica, I think you just wanted the ring so bad, and being married, and you were just so damaged with all these relationships, and they were every relationship that you have had since you have been on Love & Hip Hop has been for America to see. So we don't see you really healing. We see you jumping in every single relationship that you have. You have never been single and saying, hey, let's start seeing Erica Mena by herself and really enjoying, you know, just kind of calming down from the relationships, you know? We haven't seen that. And Safari, he's just not ready. He's not ready to be married. Them, you know, not to be trying to talk on them Jamaicans. Jamaicans like to have kids. They like to have sex. They will multiply some children. That what we call in our culture, African American culture, they are islanders. And if you are part of any island, whether that's Haitian, Jamaican, Trinidad, Belizean, you like to have sex and y'all like to have many children. Cuban, y'all like to do it. You know what I mean? So Safari, I'm not sure what's going on with you and Erica Mena. Okay, and then next topic. You know, they trending, boo. They trending. I like to watch Love and Marriage in Huntsville. That is my show off top because they have really the drama between Mel and Martell. That drama has exploded for at least 2 seasons at this point. Maybe 3. Because when we start first hearing him about the cheating, and then she became pregnant, and then now the baby is born, then they, you know, divorce. And so with the divorce is it's finalized at this point. It's finalized. And so now Mel has said, you know what, the co-parenting little situation right now, I think we need a mediator. She presented that to Martell on the show and said, hey, let's do a session with someone we do not know. I think she has good reviews. And from the looks of things, she got both. You know, Martell is the type of person that he wants somebody to his horn. Because he said the last person that they had got therapy from, he was biased. And he didn't toot him enough. And he didn't toot his muscles and his horns and everything. And he wanted to be. And see, I think Martell did not get enough loving from. Of course, we see that he didn't get enough from that daddy of his. And that daddy don't even really look like him. I think y'all need to do a paternity test. Because that man is so small and frail. And then he just, I don't know. It just don't look like him. I don't know if that's that man's daddy. But at the end of the day, Mel tried to console Martell in the very first session. And you could see that he's getting choked up. They're both getting choked up. This is fresh. This is brand new. Yes, you have caused this. Yes, you have a baby out of wedlock. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you had a baby with another woman. That was pure infidelity. And, this is something new, you know, this is something new. So Mel kind of like seeing him getting choked up, and she tried to rub his shoulder a little bit, because I know, like she said, all because, you know, we've been together 14 years. I don't want to see you, you know, anything bad happen to you. Your feelings is hurt as well. And for her to even rub a shoulder, cause me, I don't take good. I just don't do good. I just don't do good with cheating. And I'm God had to work on me with forgiveness, because that is just something that really, really I feel like you intentionally did that. You intentionally came for me. You intentionally came to hurt me. And I don't want to hear, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I wasn't mature. Oh, I just don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? I feel like what we were going through, you were okay with how you felt about going forward with sneaking and cheating and creeping with the next woman. And, you know, the cat and mouse game, when you keep creeping and cheating and creeping around these corners, and it feels good. You know, it feels good for the cat and mouse chase, and it's going and it's under in the cut. But when it get exposed, all hell breaks loose. It ain't fun no more, because now reality is set in. So Mel, basically, let me get back to that. Mel was trying to console him, and he moving his arm, and he like, oh, get away. Why are you doing that? I guess, why are you doing that on television to show that I'm soft? I don't know what he was trying to do, but guy, come on now. You called Steve Harvey on Strawberry, the Strawberry Letter. You wanted to hear your side of the story. We heard your side of the story. You have said Mel cheated on you, but I don't think to that extent. I think that in the beginning of you guys' marriage or the beginning of your relationship, it was a little rocky and I did not know you like that. I had to get to know you. But here we are 10 years down the line. I felt that's just the ultimate betrayal because you are looking in my face every single day, coming to lay down. And she, like she said, you did a damn good job because you was at home when you're supposed to be home. So it didn't look like you were doing anything. You found the time to creep. And I can't check for you every time you leave this house because I got other businesses. I got children. I got things going on in my life that I keep, that I want to keep myself of who I am in this marriage. And you finds the time. You finds the time to go and do you. And so with that being said, it's just really, really sad, Martell, that you need to, that male is, because child, if that was me, you wouldn't even got a rub on your shoulder. You might would have got some kind of pot going across your head every chance I can see you. So, and that does have to do with growth and that they got children. And I got a best friend. Her kid is 18 and up, but she's still willing to compromise with that child's dad. And she said it took a lot. Because she always had to go through his other wife. And that was basically the man of the relationship. Because he did not want to be bothered with anything. Any type of co-parenting. Any type of communication had to go through her. And do you not know how frustrating that is to deal with your child? So now that that woman is out the way, he has basically failed two marriages at this point. And in the third one. And that is going to shit in town in a hell handbag. But on another news, she do try to, she tells me, hey, I want my son to get the best dad that he could possibly experience. So if it takes me to, hey, I need you over here. Hey, I can help you with this. Hey, I can help you with that. And he over here falling apart. I need him in that best light. So my son can get the best dad experience growing up. That's a hell of a woman for me. Because some things I'd be like, okay, Negro, you know. But also the son also is very, very mature. So big ups to my nephew and my best friend. I love them to death. But they are a good prime example of everybody that is not on the show and does deal with these parenting, ex-wife, ex-husbands, dealing with those co-parenting skills and did not need that counselor. Because like you said, I think this, my best friend, that Negro needs counseling. He does. He really do. Because he's not really doing good. So, his name was Maurice. I said Martell, you guys. I am so sorry. I'm in a whole nother marriage. Martell is Mel and Martell or Maurice. It could have been both of them. I think it's Maurice. And Martell is the other guy, the other husband's wife. And then it's Marsu. So it's so many M's in this, honey. I'm getting Eminem choked up, okay? So Maurice comes over and I did not like, also I did not appreciate how Maurice disrespected Melanie's mother. She came at him like, hey, haven't seen you in a while, come on inside. He came knocking on the door to get the children. And he just was just, I think he don't want the cameras to get too much. You know what I mean? But he was like, oh, come on, kids, because your grandma put her hands on her face. That lady did not do that. Stop putting on for the cameras. Because that right there would have got a pot across your head. See, I'm not good with reality because reality TV and it's scripted or anything like that. Because I would come out of character for y'all. I wouldn't come out. The script would be broken. It wouldn't go by play. Because I'll be in my feelings and y'all will get the raw and uncut, and I'll probably be, y'all will be trending about me, about Coco has lost her ever loving mind on these shows. So I don't know if I could play by the rules sometimes, but that's what you get, you know, when you dealing with scripted TV or whatnot, you know. And I have a little thing about now that's trending. Oh Lord. The baby came out his rolling out concert and uttered these words to all the HIV, whoever ain't dying in the next two or three weeks, and for all the dick suckers in the parking lot. Child, I don't know where that came from. I don't know what that. It, like Funky Dineva said, what are you talking about? Because for anybody that walk on stage, you need to be doing mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, what's up, crowd? Anybody here? That's your mic check. I'm here. I'm ready to start. Drop the beat. Boom. Let's get this concert. All this HIV, dick suck, it's just too much. Y'all go so far out and come back in, and then... you know, when you say the wrong thing, the internet is going to go wild. They went wild on this boy. They felt like you bash the people that got AIDS. You bash gay people. You're talking about, and then the DJ come in, because niggas be on the down low and da da da. I'm not knowing where anybody going with anything on this. I don't know what's going on. And it just floors me how the concerts coming out nowadays. You know, I'm not on neither one aside. I'm not even on, because I heard T.I., he didn't came out and was like, hey, if Lil Nas X can be who he could be, you know, this is a free country. I'm also okay with the baby saying what he needed to say. But do he need to say, hey, HIV, the dick sucking in the car? I don't think so, T.I., because you never came out on your show and did all that. None of the proper generation has not done that. And that's old school. Let rap be rap. Nowadays, everybody is, you know, I told y'all I don't be cussing on the show, but everybody pussy popping, dick slanging. Now, Lil Nas X got his genitalia all in this video, and just like when they on Fox Soul, I listen to my commentators and I listen to other multi-personality, and I get the reality of it. Some people can get in, some people can't, gay or not straight. I don't get the video. The video is too much. If you're trying to say, hey, this is me, this is who I am, I'm speaking loud and I'm gay and I'm proud, that's fine. Been there, done that. You can be who you want to be without going up over the limit. Okay? It's a part where you go over the limit. Because we have children that free to use YouTube. Okay? Yes, some people don't have parental advisory situations over that. No, when you put that Vivo or however, when those videos get uploaded, they just get uploaded. Okay, it could come in the middle of a commercial. Kids could be looking at Peppa Pig, and a commercial come, and it's Lil Nas X. All you might see is the shower scene with the penises blurted out. It could be, it's just too much. And like the, I forgot his name on Fox Soul, but besides Funky Not Even, I think his name is Q, Q or D, but he was like, I don't get it. And maybe I'm a little immature on this or whatnot, but he was like, I don't get why, I don't get why you use the prison system to say, this is me, this is who I am, forget all you haters. I don't know why either, brother. Whoever came up with this, directors, creative director, we need to go another route. You went from, I'm in heaven, I'm sliding down, going to hell, coming to hell, Gyron, and now I'm going to use now the print. What is next? What is going to be the next video you're going to use? You know what I'm saying? Because at some point you have to say, hey, I'm who I am, but let's just, I don't want to be, you know, touching on too many topics. And you can win, you won a Grammy without that. You won a Grammy for Old Town Road. You won Grammys already. We accepted you and didn't know what sexuality you was. We liked it, the music. Right? That was you that said, I'm coming out the closet. That was you said, I'm coming from Eve, from heaven, and I'm sliding down a pole, and I'm gyrating on Satan's penis. That was you. We never asked you none of those questions. We never second guessed who you was. Soon as Old Town Road came out, all we seen was breaking news, I'm gay. Okay. So what? You know what I mean? Now you can go back to your regular programming. You feel me? Like, that's weird. If everybody wanted to go out here and wave a flag about, hey, this is me, I'm this sexuality, I'm trisexual, I'm bisexual, I go this way, I go that way, I go up. Everybody got a little freak in them. It is what it is. But do we need to know? I understand. That's just like heterosexual people and gay people. Gay people say, hey, this is me, we're flamboyant, I need to raise my rainbow flag, I want everyone to know that I am gay. The people that are out there, we know you're gay by the conversation. We know if you're gay if you are a feminine young guy. We know you're gay. You don't have to tell anyone that. But if you feel like the need, you need to go right ahead. But like I said, you made it controversial because no one didn't even know who you were and who you were not. And I'm speaking a little Nas X. We did not know who you were. I'm talking about everybody in the hole. I'm not talking about black people, white people. I'm talking about everybody in the hole. We did not know who you were until Old Town Road came to the thing. And you won a Grammy with that. Then each show, it started coming more and more. Then Bobby Lights was coming out with your, where he came out to see, and he had his butt out, and then we was like, okay, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, oh my god, you know what I mean? Little by little, and it's just like, it was no need. I just didn't feel like no need. Just like this video was a no need. You know what I mean? Because like he said, the prison system and what's going on with our jail system, we have a lot to be dealing with, and the men that are in there have committed those crimes, and we got a lot, they have a lot to deal with as far as the police, and it's us, it's the browns and blacks against the police right now, police brutality and humaneness. And for you to go and use that backdrop as a pink backdrop and a pink jumpsuit and men's popping and slapping their ass, when it's really men's in that jail right now has raped you young men, young boys, that has molested children in that thing, and they despise that type of thing when they come in there. And so for you to be over here slapping and popping and thotting and bopping it in the jail and in the shower butt naked, all these penises flying, and then just like the guy said, y'all bent over and covered up y'all butthole. I didn't see the need for it. So creative director, your publicist, management, y'all need to do better. Cause he's gonna be a has been, and you're gonna be where are they at now? Who are they? You know what I mean? If you want to keep this career going, ask Mary J. Blige. Ask the ones that are still relevant to this day, because they didn't use their sexuality. And yeah, you can use. We have seen Bobby Brown or Whitney Houston drugs get into the play of their stardom, but it never was a question about their singing ability. We didn't care if they did drugs. We still patronized them, drug addicts and all. We still bought that CD, druggy and all. Rick James, druggies and all. We did not care about that. And until you guys understand, sex don't need to be exploited because, or let us know your sexuality because you, in your music. Let it keep music. Let that be what it's gonna be. When y'all start putting out what I like to do in the bed and what goes on, it just turns real left. I'm just saying. So, like I said, you guys, the internet has been trending with this Lil Nas X, and the baby when he made that quote. I guess, you know, it got a lot of trans community, gay community activists upset. And then now the baby has went on Twitter and his Instagram apologizing, saying, you know, I was insensitive to the HIV community, because that's a deadly disease. And I understand that there was no need for that. We like you, the baby, but at the end of the day, real Funky Nineveh really has some key points, because you're tunneling your anger toward the wrong things. They are not your issue. Gay people are not your issue. The black man, the real niggas, the real ones clutching their bags, it's just y'all. Them is the ones that the white man is really looking at and seeing them, y'all, and they make a space for you Negroes. We're gonna have these topics. We're gonna get real, real serious. And then sometimes we're gonna sit here and clown. We clowns. You know, we want you to really get the real tea and the real scoop. So yes, everybody, that is all for today. You know me, I'm not gonna keep you long. I just wanted to know if you put it out there, I'm talking about it. If you don't want me to say nothing about it, don't do it. Don't put it on that internet. Don't speak about it. Don't get relevant. Cause guess what? If there's you, there's no me. So yes, pick me up next week. I also gonna start going live on YouTube, my podcast. I need you guys to please support. And thank you for the ones that have supported me and listened to my podcast show, because I am only going to get greater from here. Greater. Hostings, call me. I am your girl, Hot Tea with Coco. Also, hashtag @DJSpindra is your girl. We are doing it all. We are keeping it unlocked. We are keeping you updated with all the trending topics. Peace.